First, let me explain what big data is. No, let me give you an example. Let's say you buy groceries at the supermarket, and a week later, an ad from that supermarket pops up on Facebook telling you there's a discount on something you just bought.
Say they purchase cat food.
Harris Teeter spokeswoman Dana Jones.
We can also let them know that maybe cat accessories are also on sale that week. So it basically just complements their previous purchases and things that they're used to purchasing. We can tell them other items they may also like.
Think about the information that has to be crunched to get from you shopping to Facebook offering you cat toys. Your purchase history has to be tracked through your supermarket rewards card. Harris Teeter has to generate a list of what you're most likely to want if you've bought cat food, and then compare it to a list of discounts. Your email address on your rewards card has to be matched to your Facebook account. All of it culminates in a deal you're statistically most likely to bite on. That's big data, using computers to dig through vast amounts of seemingly unrelated information to reach conclusions that would be impossible for a person to come up with. Analyzing data is as old as, well, data. But on this scale, it's a whole new field, and it can be applied to almost any industry. Take healthcare.
We look at household income, we look at poverty levels, we look at crime rate, whether a patient has visited the hospital, whether the patient's on the meds. So we take that data, and what we do is we try and hone in on exactly where we should place mobile clinics.
Alan Nadeau is vice president of Dixon Advanced Analytics, a year-old division of Carolina's healthcare system that's solely focused on crunching data. It has 100 employees, one of the largest analytics shops in the healthcare industry, Nadeau says. And it demonstrates why Charlotte could be really good at big data. First, companies including Carolina's healthcare system and Harris Teeter are jumping in early. Second, Charlotte has the perfect ecosystem to become a leader in the field. That's according to Jeff Stovall, the city's chief information officer.
You look at banking, you look at logistics. These are industries that operate on vast stores of information. Even the retail industries that we have in Charlotte, like Family Dollar and Belk, these are companies that do operate on vast stores of information.
Vast stores of information mean a lot of data waiting to be mined, and that's a magnet for companies and talent that specialize in analytics. Abhishek Mehta is a good example. He used to run Bank of America's analytics department, and then he left to found a startup called Treseda. It sells big data software to the finance and retail industries. It's what Harris Teeter uses to power that Facebook app. Meta says we're a long way from competing with traditional tech powerhouses like Silicon Valley, but Charlotte has some advantages.
While we may not have the cutting-edge technology talent, we have the cutting-edge business knowledge. And a part of big data is not often spoken about is business knowledge is as critical as technology knowledge.
Since the field is so new, talent is in short supply. The consulting firm McKinsey reports that in 5 years, the U.S. will have about 200,000 more job openings in analytics than people who are qualified to do those jobs. Here, again, is opportunity. At UNC Charlotte, for instance, says Olin Broadway, who works with UNC Charlotte's new College of Computing and Informatics.
Analytics is a top university priority that we have on a current day basis.
UNCC claims the college is the largest of its kind in the nation. The thinking goes that Charlotte talent could fill the jobs gap, and that possibly, one day, Charlotte could be the capital of big data. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.